Task 2. You will hear part of an interview. Choose the option A, B or C that best completes the sentences according to what you hear. Sentence 0 is an example. Now read the sentences.
Do you ever find yourself getting caught in a YouTube rabbit hole? Yeah, same here. The internet is such an amazing and powerful tool for quickly finding information. The darker side is that it's also a place where bad information can really spread. In 2018, researchers at MIT looked at 10 years worth of news stories on Twitter, and they found something disturbing. False news travels farther and faster than the truth. Bad information and conspiracy theories spread especially easily during uncertain times, like in a pandemic. The good news is that you can get better at spotting bad information. Digital literacy is a skill that everyone can improve with practice. Here are some tips that you can use next time you're out in the wilderness of the internet. Humans are emotional creatures, and this can affect our ability to make good decisions. When researchers studied vaccination, what made a person decide to do it or not, they found that actually emotional stories had more impact than facts. Here's another thing. Surprising posts are shared more widely. The MIT researchers noticed that false news stories often use negative emotions to draw us in. They found that surprise and disgust are a winning combination, unfortunately. We often share when we're angry, particularly when that anger is directed at people that we see as different from ourselves. That could be a rival sports team or groups with different political beliefs. Tragically, the pandemic saw a rise in overt racism and anti-Asian hate crimes. The internet was an amplifier for all of this. So that's how you can spot the markings of bad information when you're out in the field. But not all bad information is the same. There are different kinds of bad information. Let's call them species, and they have different consequences. Misinformation is bad information shared by mistake. Like when you see strange cures for the common cold in your timeline. Putting onions in your socks is not going to cure your cold, but it's also not going to hurt you as long as you're not choosing your onion socks over a doctor when you need one. Misinformation can also just be outdated information. You'll remember that throughout the pandemic, expert recommendations changed sometimes as we learned more about the virus. Disinformation is bad information that's shared on purpose. Money is one reason that people create disinformation. You know, they ask you for donations or they try to sell you something. During the pandemic, you may have seen ads for products that claim to boost the immune system, but do you notice how they never quite tell you how? Or maybe they're just trying to get you to click. Every click is advertising money in their virtual pocket. Another reason disinformation is created and shared is to influence your opinion. The pandemic saw a lot of disinformation intended only to polarize and divide. Pandemic disinformation has been harmful. It's made people afraid of vaccines. It's caused people to ignore public health guidelines, and it's even recommended treatments that are dangerous. Perhaps the worst type of pandemic disinformation has been the conspiracy theory. Conspiracy theories come in all shapes and sizes, but they all share three main features. Let's call them field markings. They involve sinister forces, a struggle between good and evil, and a distrust of authority. And you know, that could be the government or the media. The consequences of disinformation are real. Researchers at the University of East Anglia found that bad information can actually make people less cautious, and this makes disease outbreaks worse. COVID-19 vaccines will provide community protection, but this is going to be undermined if disinformation causes too many people to turn them down. So, how can you stop the spread of bad information online? Pay attention when a post strongly triggers your emotions, especially negative ones. You know, does something seem off? If so, these are especially the kind of posts that you want to fact check before sharing. Okay, let's recap. Whenever you read something online, you want to ask yourself these questions. Does the post make you feel emotional? Does it make you feel angry or unhappy? Is it trying to change your mind about facts that you already know? Or is it trying to get you to buy something? When you come across these kinds of posts, it's important that you fact check them before sharing, because they could be misinformation, disinformation, or a conspiracy theory. Disinformation and science don't mix, so you want to make sure that you're using critical thinking when you're exploring online. Would you like to sharpen your fact-checking skills?
Now, listen again.
Do you ever find yourself getting caught in a YouTube rabbit hole? Yeah, same here. The internet is such an amazing and powerful tool for quickly finding information. The darker side is that it's also a place where bad information can really spread. In 2018, researchers at MIT looked at 10 years worth of news stories on Twitter, and they found something disturbing. False news travels farther and faster than the truth. Bad information and conspiracy theories spread especially easily during uncertain times, like in a pandemic. The good news is that you can get better at spotting bad information. Digital literacy is a skill that everyone can improve with practice. Here are some tips that you can use next time you're out in the wilderness of the internet. Humans are emotional creatures, and this can affect our ability to make good decisions. When researchers studied vaccination, what made a person decide to do it or not, they found that actually emotional stories had more impact than facts. Here's another thing. Surprising posts are shared more widely. The MIT researchers noticed that false news stories often use negative emotions to draw us in. They found that surprise and disgust are a winning combination, unfortunately. We often share when we're angry, particularly when that anger is directed at people that we see as different from ourselves. That could be a rival sports team or groups with different political beliefs. Tragically, the pandemic saw a rise in overt racism and anti-Asian hate crimes. The internet was an amplifier for all of this. So that's how you can spot the markings of bad information when you're out in the field. But not all bad information is the same. There are different kinds of bad information. Let's call them species, and they have different consequences. Misinformation is bad information shared by mistake. Like when you see strange cures for the common cold in your timeline. Putting onions in your socks is not going to cure your cold, but it's also not going to hurt you as long as you're not choosing your onion socks over a doctor when you need one. Misinformation can also just be outdated information. You'll remember that throughout the pandemic, expert recommendations changed sometimes as we learned more about the virus. Disinformation is bad information that's shared on purpose. Money is one reason that people create disinformation. You know, they ask you for donations or they try to sell you something. During the pandemic, you may have seen ads for products that claim to boost the immune system, but do you notice how they never quite tell you how? Or maybe they're just trying to get you to click. Every click is advertising money in their virtual pocket. Another reason disinformation is created and shared is to influence your opinion. The pandemic saw a lot of disinformation intended only to polarize and divide. Pandemic disinformation has been harmful. It's made people afraid of vaccines, it's caused people to ignore public health guidelines, and it's even recommended treatments that are dangerous. Perhaps the worst type of pandemic disinformation has been the conspiracy theory. Conspiracy theories come in all shapes and sizes, but they all share three main features. Let's call them field markings. They involve sinister forces, a struggle between good and evil, and a distrust of authority. And you know, that could be the government or the media. The consequences of disinformation are real. Researchers at the University of East Anglia found that bad information can actually make people less cautious, and this makes disease outbreaks worse. COVID-19 vaccines will provide community protection, but this is going to be undermined if disinformation causes too many people to turn them down. So, how can you stop the spread of bad information online? Pay attention when a post strongly triggers your emotions, especially negative ones. You know, does something seem off? If so, these are especially the kind of posts that you want to fact check before sharing. Okay, let's recap. Whenever you read something online, you want to ask yourself these questions. Does the post make you feel emotional? Does it make you feel angry or unhappy? Is it trying to change your mind about facts that you already know? Or is it trying to get you to buy something? When you come across these kinds of posts, it's important that you fact check them before sharing because they could be misinformation, disinformation, or a conspiracy theory. Disinformation and science don't mix, so you want to make sure that you're using critical thinking when you're exploring online. Would you like to sharpen your fact-checking skills?
This is the end of task 2.